请我们打开我们圣经哥罗西书第二章。
Let's open our Bibles to Colossians chapter 2.
在看哥罗西书第二章之前，或者我们先看第一章。
Before we look at Colossians chapter 2, perhaps we'll look at Colossians chapter 1
first. 第一章第十六节同埋十六节到第十九节。
Is Colossians 1, 16 through 19.
Colossians chapter 1.
Colossians chapter 1.
找到的请听我们一起读。
As you find it, please listen as we read.
Colossians chapter 1.
Colossians chapter
1. 第十六节。
Verse 16.
因为万有都是靠他做的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有为的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是藉着他做的，又是为他做的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，自从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。仲有十九节，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Verse 16 through 19, for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself might come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.
好，然后第二章。
Now chapter 2.
同样哥罗西书第二章第二节。
Also in Colossians chapter 2 verse 2.
要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
That their hearts may be encouraged, having been knitted together in love and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself.
我要大家留意的就是最尾那两句，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
And pay particular attention to the last couple of phrases, and it's resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself.
然后我们看第六节到第十节。
And let us look at verses 6 through 10.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体地居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is head over all rule and authority.
好，我们圣经暂时就读到这里。
So we'll temporarily stop the Bible reading right now.
仲有後面有幾處嘅聖經，我哋等陣先至讀。
And there are other passages, and we'll wait for a little bit longer.
咁我哋再次低頭禱告。
Let us once again bow and pray.
親愛嘅主耶穌，多謝你又將我哋召聚喺你嘅面前。
Lord Jesus, we thank you once again that you've gathered us once again before your presence.
求主用著你自己嘅話嚟到指引我哋。
Lord, may you use your words to guide us.
用你嘅聖靈嚟到引導我哋。
To use your Holy Spirit to lead us.
好讓我哋喺你嘅面前嚟更蒙恩。
So that before you, we will receive even more blessing.
求主藉著你嘅聖靈喺我哋中間運行。
Lord, may you, through your spirit that you will move freely amongst us.
你向我們說說話。
May you speak to us.
主啊，我們願意在這裡說，請你說，我們願意垂聽。
And Lord, we're willing to say here that we are, want to hear and we're willing to submit.
奉主耶穌的名祈禱。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我們很感謝主。
We thank our Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹你還記得我們剛才讀那段的幾處的經文，我們上一次已經讀過的。
And brothers and sisters, if you recall that the passage you just read, we have read previously.
希望弟兄姊妹你記得我上一次跟弟兄姊妹一起的交通。
And brothers and sisters, I hope that you remember my sharing with the brothers and sisters.
我們上一次的交通就停了在基督是我們的模型。
And last time we ended with, Christ is our mold.
我們要做的是要照着基督耶稣。
And what we need to do is according to Christ Jesus.
我记得同弟兄姊妹交通过话，我细个嗰时候上美术堂，我而家记得个名。美术堂咧就系、先生喺黑板上边喺度画一幅嘅图画。
And I remember sharing with the Run Sisters last time that when I was younger, I was taking the art class and whatever the teacher drew on the board.
我哋就照住佢咁样嚟到画。
And we draw accordingly.
为务求呢要将嗰幅画画得似模似样。
And the desire is to draw according to the,to that picture that the teacher drew.
基督耶稣作为我哋嘅模范。
And Christ Jesus being our mold.
我哋今日要嘅就係照着佢嚟到活。
And then it is according to that that we live today.
佢係一切一切嘅标准。
He is the standard all in all.
所以我哋喺神嘅面前我哋呢个系我哋要学嘅功课。
So before God, this is the lesson we need to learn.
自从咧始祖犯罪之后
，Ever since the forefathers sinned,
世界从此咧就失去咗一个嘅标准。
And the world lost that standard.
少咗一个绝对嘅标准。
It lost that absolute standard.
而家有嘅咧就各人有各人嘅标准。
Today what we have now, we have our individualized.
你无论喺住喺边居住喺边一个地方
，regardless where you live，
嗰度地方有嗰度嘅标准。
There's a standard according to that locale。
无论你喺边一处
，regardless where you are，
各个嘅标准都唔同。
All the standards differ from one another。
前日咧，总统就宣布话喺伊拉克要撤兵啦咁。
And the day before, the president announced that they need to start bring the troops home from Iraq。
对于呢场仗咧，总统话：，我哋打得啱嘅。
And according to the president, this is the correct war.
但好多人都话唔对啊。
A lot of people say no, it's not correct.
好多人都觉得咁样又唔啱，咁样又唔啱。
A lot of people say that that's wrong and this is wrong.
所以咧，你有你嘅标准。
So you have your standard.
我有我嘅标准。
I have mine.
结果呢，睇到发现到，你嘅标准同我标准唔同嘅。
And the result is we discovered that your standard is different than my standard.
于是有好多嘅争执系咪
？And then you have a lot of debates.
有好多嘅难处因此而嚟发生。
And difficulties arise because of that.
弟兄姊妹，你嚟聚会嘅时候，你发觉到我哋今日几凉啊，因为有弟兄咧同我哋装咗好多风扇。
And brothers, when you come today, you can see it's kind of a little bit of cool here because we have these fans on that have been put in place by the brethren.
我哋感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
但系你有冇发觉到后边嗰度咧有个本来我哋有个大钟嘅，我哋嘅钟喺后边。
And you discover that there's a large clock in the back.
唔使拧转面啦，而家知道几点钟啊。
So you don't need to turn.
我要讲嘅就系话咧，本来个大钟喺嗰度好好嘅。
And what I want to say is that originally that place where the big clock is located is pretty good.
咁而家咧就弟兄将一个风扇放喺前边。
Now the brother the brethren has placed the fan in front of that clock.
咁而家我企喺呢度咧， 就睇唔到成个钟喎， 睇到一半。
So when I'm standing here, I can only see the clock partially.
咁我嗰日咧， 就有个弟兄又企喺个隔篱。
So that day, there was another brother standing next to me.
我话睇唔到个钟啊。
As I can't see the clock.
佢话睇到，咩睇唔到啊？
And the other brother says, "Yeah, you can see it. Why not?"
咁企喺呢度嘅弟兄咧又话：啊，呢部又系唔系几睇得到啊
？Another brother standing there said, "Yeah, you can't quite see it from this angle."
知唔知点解，弟兄姐妹
？Do you see, brothers and sisters?
因为呢个弟兄企喺呢度，佢又矮啲咁多，咁所以睇上去咧啊，睇到成个钟。
Because the brother standing to my right was shorter, so at a different angle, that brother can see the entire clock.
咁企喺呢边嘅弟兄咧，佢又高啲，啊就遮住咗啦。
And the brother standing to the left is taller, so the clock is partially blocked.
看見嗎,弟兄姊妹?
So do you see, brothers and sisters?
你站在不同的地方,
from different standpoint.
雖然呢,這個焦點是一樣,但是不同的角度去看。
Even though the focal point is the same, but it's from a different angle.
所以呢,就不同。
So therefore, it's different.
看,弟兄姊妹,什麼是那個 绝对的标准呢?
So, brothers and sisters, what is that absolute standard?
这个绝对的标准的东西究竟是说什么呢?
So, this absolute standard, what is that referring to?
当然各有各个人的眼光的看法。
So, everybody has their own perspective.
但是那里一定要有一个绝对的标准。
But you have to have an absolute standard.
这个绝对的标准是什么?
So, what is
that? 定义是什么?
What is the definition of the absolute standard?
一件事如果是昨日、今日、明日到永远是一样的，这个是这样是绝对的标准。
So there's something that is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. That is the absolute standard.
如果一样嘢昨日一样，今日一样，听日就改变嘅，这个唔系一个绝对的标准。
If there's something that is the same yesterday, today, but not tomorrow, then that is not an absolute standard.
在这个宇宙里面有一个绝对的标准。So
in this universe, there is an absolute standard.
这个绝对的标准就是说，昨日、今日、明日，直到永远都是一样的。So
the absolute standard is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and eternity.
这个成为一个绝对的标准。This
becomes an absolute standard.
我们读希伯来书，When
we read Hebrews,
好多弟兄姊妹查经的时候读。
The law of brethren is studying the book of Hebrews in your Bible study.
他告诉我们,
it tells us
一件事就说, 耶稣基督是昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
And it tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever.
雅各书也告诉我们, 在他并没有改变,也没有转动的影义。
And in James it tells us there's no variation or shifting shadow.
所以主耶稣是这个绝对的标准。So
the Lord Jesus is that absolute standard.
主耶稣基督就是这个宇宙里面这个绝对的标准。So
the Lord Jesus Christ is that absolute standard within the universe.
因为他没有改变。Because
he has no change, no variations.
他是昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。So
he's the same yesterday, today, and for eternity.
这位的主耶稣,
this Lord Jesus
不是一件的死物,
is not a dead thing.
他是一个活的。
He is alive.
不是一个道理,
it is not a theory.
也不是一个教条,
it is not a teaching.
也不是制度,
it is not a system.
更不是人做出来的,
it is not something created by man or developed by man or method developed by man.
是神做的,
it is something that God created.
是活的神,
it is a living God.
刚才我们读哥罗西书一章第六节那里就说,
And when we read Colossians chapter 1, verse 16,
那里有几个字呢? 不知道弟兄姊妹有没有留意到?
I wonder if the brothers and sisters took note of several words.
好像说万物是靠他而做的,
that all things were created by him.
啊, 一概都是藉着他而做的,
or created through him.
啊, 又是为他而做的,
and it's for him.
所以这个万有都是靠着他而做的, 这几个字。
So all things were created because of him. Using that word.
所以英文那个翻译的, by him, in him, for him, through him, unto him. 这些字眼, 意思就是说, 祂是一切的根源。
So that means that he is the foundation of everything.
開始是他, 過程也是他。
The beginning is him, the process is him.
都是為著他而做的。
It is because of him, everything is created.
最後, 萬有都歸回在他的裡面。
At the end, everything is created, everything will go back to him.
所以你一位的救主,
so this Savior,
你一位你和我的救主,
this Savior of mine and yours,
是一切一切那個絕對的標準。
He is the all in all, that absolute standard.
基督作為標準這件事情呢?
And this Christ being the absolute standard.
不是只是說,屬靈上面,
it's not just about spiritual matters.
用這樣來衡量的,
to measure it.
是在我們今生,我們一切的生活,動作上面,都成為了我們的標準。
It is that standard through which we live our actions and our standard.
弟兄姊妹,我要再告訴你。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say once again to you.
即使去到將來,在主面前的審判,都是以基督為標準。
Even when we come before the judgment throne, we'll be judged but because of him.
羅馬書就跟我們說,神藉著基督耶穌審判人一切隱秘的事。
In Romans, it tells us that it is by Jesus Christ that we will be judged of the secrets of men.
還有使徒行傳就是說神要藉著祂所設立的按著公義來審判天下。
And in Acts, it tells us that God will judge us because of him through his righteousness.
神審判我們不是藉著一本律法的書。
God will judge us not according to some legal book.
这个审判是完全的以基督耶稣作为标准。
And this judgment is based on Christ being that standard.
有一天这个世界要去到尽头。
One day this world will come to an end.
圣经就跟我们说,那里有一个审判要来。
And the Bible tells us that there will be a judgment that will come.
不信耶稣的人,
those who do not believe in Jesus.
这个审判叫做白色大宝座的审判。
And this will be the judgment of the great white throne.
Yeah, 对基督徒来说,
for Christians.
那里有一个审判叫做在基督台前的审判。
That judgment will be the judgment before the seat of Christ.
因为圣经告诉我们, 个人要照着个人的行为, 在基督的台前受審的。
The Bible tells us that each will be judged before the judgment seat of Christ according to their works.
審判什麼呢, 弟兄姊妹?
Judged for what, brothers and sisters?
審判我們今天在這個地上面, 我們所有的行動。
They'll be judging us according to all our actions while we are on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你對你自己的話, 你對你自己的行動, 你一切的作為, 都要負責任的。
So, brothers and sisters, you have to be responsible for every word, every action, every deed.
明知聖經說呢,
and brothers and sisters, even the casual statements that you make will be opened.
啊, 什麼是善行? 在你的身上有什麼好的行為? 有什麼惡的行為? 不好的動作? 閒話? 或者說一些好的說話? 那些通通都要 在神的面前,有一天,你都要受審判。
So you'll be judged according to your good works, your good actions, your bad works, your bad actions, even your casual statements. All these things we used to be judged.
那哪些才是閒話呢? 哪些才是好話呢? 哪些是好的行為呢? 哪些是壞的行為呢? 以基督耶穌作為標準。
So what will be decided as whether it's a casual statement or good actions, bad actions, good deeds or bad deeds is according to Christ.
弟兄姊妹,因此我們要很小心我們今天我們的生活的內容。
So brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful about the substance of our life today.
沒錯,我們今天信了耶穌得到這個生命。
True, we believe in Lord Jesus and we gain this life.
是免費的給你。
It is free to you.
但是我们还要对我们的生活,我们的一切的言行,举止要负责任。
But we have to be responsible for our life, our words, everything that we do.
以基督耶稣作 标准啊，记得呢、这个。
So remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is that standard.
好啦，咁我哋知道咗呢个大嘅原则。
So now we understand this great principle.
咁点样去应用呢？
So how do we apply it?
仍然嘅，我哋只有一个嘅方向。
We still have only one direction.
以基督作为尺度去量度你嘅行为。
So Christ will be that measure of your behavioral actions.
喺圣经嘅里边有两卷嘅书吓，一个喺以西结书。
And in the Bible, there are two particular books. One is Ezekiel.
一本是启示录。
The other is Revelations.
那里呢两次都提到一件这样的事。
And in both places, they refer to this one thing.
就是呢神用一个无论尺好啊一个杖啊一条绳啊或者说一支棍来到量度，量度神的殿。
And God will use whether it's a string or rod or some measurement to measure a city.
神的殿。
The temple of God.
而这个所有的无论绳也好杖也好或者尺也好这个衡量呢这个量度呢
Whether it is that string or that rod or that staff that's used to measure,
是用来量度神的殿。
It is to use to measure the temple of God.
用来来到睇下喺呢一个嘅神嘅殿嘅里头有几多嘅嗰个量个容量系几大。
So it is to measure how the size of that temple.
那从属灵嘅解释嘅上边
，from a spiritual explanation point of view，
我哋睇见我哋呢一班信主耶稣嘅人
，we see that this group of people， those who believe in the Lord，
将来喺神嘅面前
，that before God in the future，
或者话实在唔需要等到将来，现今神都喺度仍然嘅用呢个嚟到量度我哋。
Actually， we don't need to wait for the future. Today， God is using that to measure us。
量度我哋乜嘢
？Measuring us for what？
就系话量度我哋究竟喺神嘅面前，我哋嘅喺我哋中间嘅基督有几多
？Is to measure how much of Christ we have within us？
呢个量度系应用喺我哋嘅身上嘅。
And this measurement is on us。
系今天应用喺我哋嘅身上边。
It is today。
主耶稣究竟喺我哋嘅中间有几多？
So how much of the Lord Jesus do we have in us?
这个是神所用的一个工具，无论绳也好，位置也好，量度的杖啊。
So this is the instrument that God will use, whether it's a string, a rod, or a staff.
量度基督。
To measure Christ.
也就是以基督为一个的标准来到应用的。
And it is according to the standard of Christ.
所以我哋今天喺我哋手上边嘅工
，So today the works that we have in our hands，
或者话你能够测量到我哋嘅
，and to measure us，
用几样嘢嚟到量度
，is the by several things that by which it is measured。
系啊，头一样系用神嘅话
，the first one is the word of God。
第二样系用居住喺我哋里边嘅圣灵。
And the second is the Holy Spirit that indwells in us.
我们今天在地上有很多的书籍。
And there are a lot of books today.
无论你走到图书馆也好书店也好那里都不知有多少书。
Whether it's in the library or a bookstore, there are a lot of books.
但这些所有的书籍
But all these books.
若果不是神的话
If it's, they were not the word of God,
他们仍然给不到我们一个准确的方向。
They will not give us that correct direction.
或者你今天要看一些怎样帮助你减肥的书。
You might look at some books that help you lose weight.
那你看完之后照着去读。于是你真的减到肥。
So you read the books, you do it accordingly, and yes, you will lose some weight.
但是我们今天如果是照着神的话语来到活。
But if we're living according to the word of God today,
神的话就将我们带到主的面前。
The word of God brings us before the Lord.
所以圣经说神的话语是什么呢？
So what does the Bible say regarding the word of God?
圣经说神的话好像我们脚前的灯路上的光那样。
The word of God is a light to our path, a lamp to our feet.
所以当我们照着神的话语去活的时候，
so we live according to the word of God.
我们就会走上一条蒙福的道路的时候。
So we will walk on a path that is blessed.
不单只是这样，圣灵居住在我们的里头。
Not only that, the Holy Spirit indwelling in us.
因此圣经又说，在里面有个声音告诉我们，这是正道，要行在其中。
And the Bible tells us that there is a little voice within that tells us this is the correct path by which you will walk.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个引出来另外一点就是说，当我们愿意接受圣灵的引导的时候，
so this leads us to a point that when we accept the leading of the Holy Spirit,
我们就会走在一条准确的路上面。
So we walk on that correct path.
而这条准确的路呢，
and this correct path,
是以基督为标准的一条路。
It is a path according to the standard of Christ.
所以因此我们这样来看这些事情的时候，
so when we look at these things,
我就发觉到，哎呀，不是呢，圣经不是一些正是讲属灵的东西。
I discovered that the Bible is not only just speaking about some, just speak about spiritual matters.
而且是很实实在在的。
But it's very practical.
哥罗西书和以弗所书都是两本非常高的属灵的体会的书。
And Colossians and Ephesians are two particular books that give you very high spiritual insights.
是讲什么呢？是讲到神永远的旨意。
It speaks about the eternal will of God.
或者你会觉得，哎呀，我啱信主冇几耐，讲到神嗰个永远嘅旨意，哎呀，太高深啦。
And then you might say that I just believe in the Lord, and when these books speak about the eternal will of God, that's just too high.
但系弟兄姊妹，如果你一路慢慢去读嘅话呢
？But brothers and sisters, if you read it slowly and gradually,
冇错，前边咧两本书都系前边嗰一橛咧。都是讲到神永远的旨意。
True, the beginning portion of those two books speak about the eternal will of God.
但后边呢？
But the latter half
就会话俾我哋听，我哋喺生活上边嘅一啲嘅原则。
But it tells us about the some principles about life.
那就教导我哋点样去处理，譬如夫妻关嘅之间嘅关系。
So it tells us how are we to handle for instance, the relationship between husband and wife.
父母同埋子女之间嘅问题。
And the parents and the children.
或者话你打工翻工，或者你做老板，同埋做打工仔嘅，嗰个唔同嘅嘅处理。
And employment situations where you're the employer or the employee.
但系无论我哋讲到神永远嘅旨意咁属灵咁大嘅。问题。
Regardless whether it's that big question about the eternal will of God,
或者话喺生活上边嘅，我哋喺家庭中间嘅，社会上嘅一啲嘅问题。
Or some questions relating to family matters or society matters,
都系以基督耶稣为作为呢个嘅中心，作为呢个标准嘅。
It is still where Christ is that focal point and that standard.
都系以基督耶稣。作为一个量度咁样样嚟到教导我哋去处理。
And Christ Jesus being that measure to teach us.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我哋一同嘅喺神嘅面前嚟追求学习。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, may we learn together and pursue.
好多嘅问题，你要从神嘅话嘅里边嚟到揾到答案。
And there are a lot of issues from which in the Bible you can gain the answer.
我刚才讲话，譬如我们家庭上面的问题。
And earlier I said something about family matters.
我们知道，现今一提到这个家庭，很多时候都有很多的难处，很多的争执。
And then when we speak about family, now today there are a lot of debates and a lot of difficulties.
几乎呢都可以说产生于在哪里呢？丈夫和妻子之间的看法。
Stems from the viewpoints of the husband and wife.
就是这样了， 妻子有妻子的睇法，丈夫有丈夫的睇法。
So the wife has her viewpoint, the husband has his viewpoint.
有两个，一个家庭嘅里边有两个标准。
So in one family, there are two standards.
那结果呢？呢两个标准唔系能够一致嘅时候，啊，争吵啊，各方面嘅冲突就出现。
So if that those two standards are not in unison, then it brings forth a lot of arguments and other difficulties.
那其实神对夫妇嘅要求咧就系好简单嘅啫。
But what God requires of husband and wife is actually very simple.
嗱，都系喺哥罗西书嗰度，好唔好？我哋嚟睇睇第三章。
It is in Colossians. Let us look at it together. It is in Colossians chapter 3.
剛才我們讀第一章、第二章，現在讀第三章。
Earlier we read from chapter 1, chapter 2, now we look at chapter 3.
第三章的十八節、十九節。
Chapter 3, verses 18
and 19. 十八節他就說，你們作妻子的，當順服自己的丈夫，在这在主里面是相宜的。十九节就说，你们作丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
18, wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them.
看到吗，弟兄姐妹？
Do you see, brothers and sisters?
他的要求就是说，作妻子的要顺服丈夫。
So the requirement is that wives be subject to your husbands.
作丈夫的要爱你的妻子。
So husbands love your wives.
就是这么简单。
It is that simple.
但是你要留心。
But you need to pay attention.
如果你读以弗所书呢？
If you look at Ephesians,
他就说，你们爱你们的妻子，丈夫要爱你的妻子，如同基督爱教会。
For husbands to love your wife, you have to love your wife just like Christ loving the church.
咁妻子顺服丈夫呢？
Now for the wife submitting to the husband,
就好似教会顺服基督一样。
So it'll be just like the church subjecting itself to Christ.
睇到吗，弟兄姐妹？
Do you see, brothers and sisters?
乜嘢系个标准啊？
So what is that standard?
你话爱，咁点样用咩个标准呢？
So you say love, what is that standard?
顺服用乜嘢做标准？
So if you're submitting,What do you use for, as a standard?
啊，我哋有好多嘅话呢，讲出嚟呢，好似好有道理。
There are a lot of words that can be spoken that seem like it is very logical.
好似丈夫要求妻子顺服咁样一样。
So just like the husband requesting the wives or requiring the wives to be subjecting to the husband.
但系当你嚟睇呢啲坊间呢啲嘅书籍要讲到呢个问题嘅时候呢，
When you look at these books that talk about this matter,
其实都好多都系男人讲嘅说话。
They are words spoken by men.
都唔系净系作丈夫，系男人讲嘅说话。
Not necessarily husbands, but men.
但系神嘅话却将我哋带进去以基督为标准呢一个咁样嘅情况嘅底下。
But the Word of God brings us to a point where Christ is the standard, brings us under that situation.
因为基督爱教会是无条件的，是爱教会。
Because Christ loves the church unconditionally.
基督舍弃自己的生命为着教会。
And Christ giving up his life for the church.
这个是这样的标准。所以今天神向妻子的要求就是要照丈夫的，就是一个这样的要求。
So that is the requirement that God wants on the husband.
是这样的爱妻子法。
This is how the love of the husband for the wife should be.
同样的作妻子的要好像教会这样去顺服主基督。
And likewise for the wives,The wives need to submit to the husband just like the church is subject to the Lord.
意思就话将自己嘅所有将你嘅意愿嚟到放低。
That is to let go of all your desires.
去顺服呢位作头嘅作丈夫嘅基督。
So to submit yourself, subject yourself to this head, this Christ.
圣经冇好详细咁样 来到指出我哋每一件事每一件嘅事。
And the Bible does not give in detail every circumstance.
但呢个原则呢就系咁样。
But the principle is that.
如果你要爱你嘅妻子。
If you are to love your wife.
亦系要无条件嘅爱。
It is unconditional.
并唔系因为有其别啲嘅原因。
It is not because of some other reasons.
如果你要顺服丈夫。
If you want to subject yourself to your husband.
亦都好似教会咁样嘅完全嘅舍己。
It is like the church.
对唔住，唔系完全嘅啫，系好似教会咁样嚟到完全嘅毫无条件嘅嚟到顺服神。
It's like the church unconditionally subjecting itself to God.
丈夫嘅唔能够因为我系一家之主，所以做妻子嘅你就要顺服我。
And the husband cannot say because I'm the master of the household that you, the wife, need to subject yourself to me.
我举一个好简单嘅例。
I'll give you a simple example.
我唔中意睇医生嘅，我又唔中意食药。
I don't like to see doctors and I don't like medicines.
有病咧都唔系好想去睇医生。
Even when I'm sick, I don't really want to go see a doctor.
但我妻子要劝我。
And my wife encourages me.
要食药啊，要睇医生。
You need to take your medicines. You need to go see a doctor.
但我唔能够话哦，因为我系头啊，你听我话唔系我听你话。
And I cannot say on my part that I'm the head.You listen to me, not the other way around.
明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
又譬如啊,
Or for another example,
我很喜欢钓鱼,
I like to fish.
我很喜欢一盅两件,
一盅两件,
饮茶。
Oh, I like to go have dim sum.
哇, 星期日最好啦, 啊, 不用上班。
So Sunday is the best day, you don't have to go to work.
我情愿去钓鱼啊。
I'd rather go fishing.
但如果妻子话唔系喎，今日系聚会喎。
And the wife says no, today is day of worship.
你唔好同我讲啊，我系头啊。
Don't talk to me, I'm the head.
我中意点做就点做。
I'll do according to what I like.
啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
呢个唔对。
This is incorrect.
呢个系以你自己为标准。
You are treating yourself as that standard.
基督唔系咁样对待教会。
This is not how Christ treats the church.
教会亦都唔系咁样嘅情况，但系顺服基督。
And this is not how the church subject itself to the Lord.
你知道吗？妻子顺服丈夫。
You see, for the wife subjecting herself to the husband,
系因为个丈夫系顺服神嘅。
It is because of the husband submitting himself to God.
喺咁样嘅情况底下，佢系顺服丈夫。
So under this circumstance, the wife is subject to the husband.
所以弟兄姊妹，你睇见基督系嗰个标准。
So you see, brothers and sisters, that Christ is that standard.
夫妇嘅生活系以基督为作为标准。
The life of the husband and wife is according to Christ being that standard.
亦都系以神嘅话嚟到量度。
It's also measured by the word of God.
用神嘅话语嚟到彼此嘅对待。
And it is.Also according to the word of God that you treat with another.
教养儿女也是一样。
Teaching children is the same.
所以在二十节。
In verse 20.
哥罗西书第三章。二十节那里说你们作儿女的要凡事听从父母因为这是主所喜悦的。
So in Colossians chapter 3 verse 20 says, Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord.
二十一节话你哋作父亲嘅唔好惹儿女嘅气，恐怕佢哋失咗志气。
And 21, fathers do not exasperate your children that they may not lose heart.
嗰个意思系乜嘢
？So what is the meaning there？
唔好惹儿女嘅气，意思即系话你唔好让佢反感。
Do not exasperate your children, so don't cause them to have a bad reaction.
啊，唔系话你嘅儿女咧就哇，你要好小心啊，唔好得罪佢，唔系嗰个意思。
It doesn't mean that you look at your children and say, oh, don't ever offend them.
耶和华你不要让他反感。
It is that do not exasperate your children.
怎样才让人反感呢?做一些不应该做的事情。
So what does it mean, exasperate your children? That they are not to do something that they shouldn't do?
啊,做一些,我们在主的里面,我们做一些,同主的话有违背的事情。
And in the Lord, that we're doing something, that is contrary to the word of God.
但你做儿女的,要听从父母。
But for the children, they are to listen or obedient to your parents.
因为这个是主所喜悦的，不是父母喜悦。父母当然喜悦，不过这个更重要的就是说， 主係喜悅我哋咁做嘅。
And this is because that the Lord find this favorable, not because your parents find it favorable, because the parents will be favorable to this, but it is because the Lord finds it favorable.
所以青年嘅弟兄姊妹，如果你有時候你諗到，你會去到一個問題，點解我要聽佢話啫？
So brothers and sisters, the younger brothers and sisters, you might say that you come to a point where why do I listen to them?
啊，因為我又冇 cell phone 啊，每日有。
How come I don't have a cell phone and somebody else does?
喺主裏邊要聽從父母。
In the Lord, you need to be obedient to your parents.
因為主聖經裏邊講。
This is what the Lord, the Bible tells us.
所以你用基督作為標準。
So you use Christ as the standard.
就冇問題。
Then you will have no problem.
仲有以基督作為一個衡量，睇我哋中間有冇真係願意跟隨神嘅話，照著主嘅話嚟活。
And additionally, we use the word of God as a measure to see how much we follow the word of God in the way we conduct ourselves.
然後下面又講到作仆人，即係我哋打工仔。
So now talk about slaves, meaning employees.
佢話凡事呢都要聽從你哋肉身嘅主人。
In all things, obey those who are your masters on earth.
但佢唔好只喺眼前嘅服侍，好似呢討人喜歡咁樣。
Not with external service as those who merely please men.
總要全心誠實嘅敬畏主。
But with sincerity of heart fearing the Lord.
無論做乜嘢都從心裏面做，好似俾主做嘅，唔係為人哋做。
Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men.
所以睇見咪弟兄姊妹。
Do you see brothers and sisters?
你打工嘅時候。
So when you're an employee.
你嘅態度應該係點樣？
What should your attitude be?
仍然係以基督耶穌作為標準。
It is also having Christ as that standard.
你咁樣你就唔會覺得，哎呀，點解我咁蝕底？
Then you might not feel that how come I'm losing out here?
因為你唔係服侍邊啲嘅人，你係服侍緊主。
Because you're not in service of anybody in particular but the Lord.
咁做老闆嘅點樣呢？
So for the employers, then what?
所以第四章第一節就係講到話，你哋作主人嘅要公公平平嘅待仆人，因為知道你們也有一位主喺天上邊。
So employers in chapter 4 verse 1 it says, Masters, grant your slaves justice and fairness, knowing that you too have a master in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So therefore, brothers and sisters.
好簡單嘅。
Very simple.
我哋所做嘅一切嘅事情。
All that we do.
你嗰份唔係話全世界好特別嘅。
Your portion is not that special in the world.
而你嗰份係要連上基督耶穌。
And your portion needs to be connected to Christ.
與基督作為嗰個嘅標準。
And Christ being that standard.
用神嘅話係衡量你喺主面前嘅所有。
And using the word of God as a measure to all that you have.
然後我頭先講到聖靈嘅引導。
And earlier I mentioned about the leading of the Holy Spirit.
讓聖靈喺你裏頭引導你去做該做嘅事情。
And to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you to do the things that you ought to do.
我哋喺日常嘅生活上邊，我哋要根據聖靈嘅引導。
In our daily lives, you need to rely upon the leading of the Holy Spirit.
因為聖靈係內住喺我哋裏邊，當你信耶穌嘅嗰一刻，聖靈就住喺你嘅裏頭。
Because the Holy Spirit indwells in you from the moment that you believe the Lord, that Holy Spirit indwells in you.
聖靈會指導你、教導你、引導你去走喺神要所喜悅嘅道路上面。
The Holy Spirit will lead you, guide you, and to show you the path that God wants you to walk on.
只要你願意跟隨呢個裏面嘅感動嚟做嘅話。
As long as you're willing to do things according to that prompting from within.
神一定顯出嗰個嘅祝福。
God will definitely manifest that blessing.
好，喺家庭嘅裏面係咁樣，喺我哋個人嘅身上邊係咁樣。
So it is true whether it's in family life or your self life.
喺聚會嘅裏面亦都係一樣。
Also in the life of the fellowship.
譬如講啦。
For example.
喺聚會嘅裏面。
That in this congregation.
我哋講到禱告嘅生活。
We speak about prayer life.
咁祈禱幾長幾短啊？標準喺邊度呢？
So what is the standard regarding how long that prayer should be, whether it's long or short?
有啲人係好長氣嘅。
Some may be long-winded.
啊，你三分鐘夠未？
Three minutes, is that long enough?
5分鐘?
How about five?
是不是長?
Is that long?
弟兄姊妹, 如果我們按著, 都按著聖靈的引導, 在我們裡面來做帶領,
Brothers and sisters, we rely on the leading of the Holy Spirit. We will act correctly in our path.
很多時候我們沒有信服到聖靈的引導,
Often we do not submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我們祈禱祈禱,一直祈禱,大家的靈裡面都煩躁了。
And we pray to the point where the spirit of others, they are exasperated.
這樣,我們都在主的面前,我們就不蒙福。
And then we will not gain that blessing before the Lord.
你說不是,我們老人家是這樣的,長氣的嘛。
Then you might say, no, that's how we as elderly are. We have to be long-winded.
但是,親愛的老人家,你千萬不要用這個做理由啊。
But dear elderly brethren, do not use that as a reason.
因为你年事越高的时候,你的学习应该是更加的准确。
So the more advanced your age, the correctness of your lessons that you learn should be more accurate.
你熟龄的经验应该是比年轻的多很多。
Your spiritual experience should be more than those that are younger.
年幼的反為他們有這個excuse, 但是我們年長的不應該用這個做理由。
The younger people might have this excuse, but for us, the older people, we cannot use that as a reason.
我們應該跟著聖靈的引導。
We have to act according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
接受聖靈的引導。
We need to accept the leading of the Holy Spirit.
聖靈引我們要禱告的時候,我們就禱告。
When the Holy Spirit leads us to pray, then we pray.
聖靈要我們停, 我們就要停。
And when the Holy Spirit tells us to stop, we stop.
其實講道也是一樣。
Same thing with giving messages.
交通也是一樣。
Same thing with sharing.
或者我們預備了很多的說話。
Perhaps we prepare a lot.
但是不一定要講。
But you don't have to say it.
因為聖靈不一定是引導你, 完全將你所有一邊,所有的東西都拿出來。
Because the Holy Spirit may not lead you to share all that you have prepared.
所以我們,無論我們的生活,
so regardless whether it's our life,
我們教會的生活,
or church life,
我們都以基督為標準,
we have to use Christ as that standard.
用神的話來衡量我們,
and use the Word of God to measure ourselves.
我們都要引著在聖靈的裡頭來活,
and we want to live according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
這樣帶來的一定是祝福。
Then what comes forth will be blessing for sure.
这样,
and then in the fellowship, then you will have that anointing.
否则的话呢?
Otherwise,
我喜欢怎样就怎样,
I'll do whatever I want.
这个整个的,无论我们家庭的生活,
and whether this is your family life or your church life, it will bring forth difficulties.
我最后讲,
and lastly,
除了以神的話作為我們一個量度,
other than the Word of God being that measure,
除了用聖靈在我們裡頭被引導,
and using the Holy Spirit as our leading,
最重要的點就是我們願意服在神的權柄底下,
one point is we need to subject ourselves under the authority of God.
雖然我們看到這個是 基督是作為我們的標準,
even though we can see that Christ being our standard,
如果我們今天不服在這個權柄的底下,
if we do not subject ourselves or prostrate ourselves under that authority,
那我們仍然是一塌糊塗,
and we're still doing this haphazardly.
什麼是服權柄的?
So what does it mean to submit to that authority?
什麼是服神的權柄?
What is that subjecting to that authority of God?
服權柄的意思就是說你不問理由, 而去接受那个的权柄.
Subjecting the authority means that you do not ask for any reason, and then you just submit.
在圣经里面有一个故事,
in the Bible, there's a story.
有个将军是外国人的将军叫乃曼,
and there is this foreign general, Naaman.
他长了,生了大麻风,
and he had leprosy.
于是他来到以色列的人的当中去求医治.
So he came to the midst of the Israelites to seek treatment.
先知就同佢讲。
And then when Naaman came, and then the prophet said,
个先知就叫人同佢讲。
The prophet told someone to talk to the general.
就话你去约旦河嗰度冲凉啦，冲七次啊就得噶啦。
And you need to bathe yourself in the River Jordan 7 times, and I'll do it.
咁开头佢都觉得有冇搞错啊？冲凉，我而家系求医治，你要叫我去冲凉。
And the response is that you're telling me to bathe. I'm seeking healing, treatment. You're telling me to go bathe.
而且唔止洗一次喎，洗七次咁多。
And not just once, but 7 times.
开头都觉得好似冇乜理由。
And initially, it doesn't seem reasonable.
但系嗰啲仆人劝佢。
But the servants encouraged the general.
你听话喎。
Why don't you listen?
因为你想得医治嘛。
Because you want to be healed.
所以佢就听话。
So he listened.
他就去洗。
Then he washed.
结果呢洗完之后他果然他的麻风就好了。
And after he washed, the result is that his leprosy was healed.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们会见到一些事情好像没什么理由。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes you'll see situations where it doesn't seem reasonable.
就不去做。
And you don't do it.
但是在这里这个人。
But on this person,
当他信服下来的时候
when he subjected himself,
接受这个权柄
accepting that authority,
他去做
he did it.
于是他就得好
and then he was well.
所以弟兄姊妹
therefore, brothers and sisters,
如果不服神的权柄
if you do not submit to the authority of God,
我们的生活一定有很多的难处
our lives will be full of difficulties.
如果我们不服神的权柄
if we do not submit to the authority of God,
神的旨意也都无法只在我们中间来行出来
and the will of God will not be worked out amongst us.
魔鬼本来是神所做的一个很美好的美丽的天使
and the devil was originally a beautiful angel created by God.
神额外的加很多的荣耀在他身上
and God granted exceptional glory on him.
加很多的装饰在他的身上。
Had a lot of beauty.
Yeah. 他应该是服在神的权柄的底下。
He should be submitting himself to the authority of God.
但是呢这个魔鬼呢
But this devil.
他看见哇自己这么荣美。
And he see how magnificent he is.
所以他就骄傲起上来。
He became pride.
就不愿意服在神的权柄的底下。
And unwilling to submit to the authority of God.
不单止这样他还想跟神平起平坐。
Not only that, he wants to be equal to God.
结果怎样呢
What's the result?
本来是一个美好的一个神的创造。
A beautiful creation.
但却变成沉沦成魔鬼。
And has declined to become the devil.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
服权柄的意思就是说。
To submit to the authority.
彰显我们的基督
is to mean that to manifest our Christ.
愿意我们都在神的面前来学习
And may we learn before God together.
一个很简单的一件事情
A very simple matter.
神今天要姊妹蒙头
God wants the sisters to have head coverings.
圣经就告诉我们
And the Bible tells us.
为什么要这么做呢
Why we need to do this.
他说你们在头上面有一个服权柄的记号
And you have the symbol authority on your head.
就是指着好像魔鬼这件事情这样来讲的。
It's speaking about the situation concerning the devil.
但是今天很多的人
But today a lot of people
用很多的理由去推搪
Using a lot of reasons to reject this.
长头发就得啦。
If you have long hair, that will be sufficient.
或者这个传统而已。
Or you might say that this is just tradition.
这是风俗来的。
It is only a trend.
我里面蒙咪得咯，使唔使出边又蒙呢
？As long as I have the head covering within, why do I need to do this externally？
弟兄姊妹啊，你有冇睇见
？Brothers and sisters, do you see？
如果要讲咁多嘅理由先至去信服
，If you have to use all these reasons in order for you to submit，
嗰度已经唔信服啦。
That is not submission already。
系咪弟兄姊妹
？Is that true, brothers？
因为嗰件事情系讲明系因为。魔鬼佢唔信服神嘅缘故而引出嚟嘅。
Because it clearly tells us that that was brought about the head covering is pointing to the devil not submitting.
你而家喺度就话啊，等我学习到信服先啦咁。
And you might say that I'm going to wait till I've learned the lesson of submission.
真正嘅信服系唔讲条件。
True submission will not speak about requirements.
真正嘅信服唔系有晒理由，你能够做到晒，然后先至做。呢个唔系真嘅信服。
And true submission is not that you have all the reasons to do it and then you submit. That is not submission.
弟兄姊妹啊，我哋嘅主耶稣
，Brothers and sisters, our Lord，
佢俾你有更多嘅理由可以唔去上十字架。
He can give you many more reasons not to go to the cross.
如果因为真系要满足晒佢所有呢啲嘅理由，然后先至上十字架咧，你我今日冇得救。
And if you were to convince himself that all these reasons not going to the cross and then going to the cross, then you and I will not have that salvation today.
我哋今日死梗。
We'll be dead for sure.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
主耶稣基督是我们的标准。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our standard.
我们用神的话来量度那个标准究竟是哪里。
And then we use the word of God to measure the status of that standard within us.
然后圣灵在我们的里面，我们跟随圣灵的引导。
And the Holy Spirit indwelling with us, and then we use the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们服在神的权柄的底下，这样来到生活。
And then we submit ourselves to the authority of God, and that's how we ought to live.
我们一定被引导去蒙福的路上。
And then we will definitely be led to a place where we will be found favorable before God.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的话清楚地要向我们说。
And your words are very clear when it's spoken to us.
唯有你是这个的一切的标准。
You are the only standard all in all.
我们又愿意伏在你的面前。
And we're willing to submit ourselves before
you. 主，我们说我们不问理由。
And we ask no, for no reasons.
我们愿意接受主你自己的权柄的引导。
And we want to accept the leading of that authority.
又求主藉着圣灵指引我们当跑的路。
And may the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, to guide us for the path that we need to trot.
求你祝福你自己的教会。
May you bless your own church.
你管理着我们每一个人的脚步。
And you take control of every one of our footsteps.
好叫你自己的名得着荣耀。
So that your name will be glorified.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.